Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to be together. And I'm asking the Lord to just bless you, and I just thank Him for the Word of God. We're going to be looking at a very important and practical subject this week or the next few days, however God leads, regarding the importance of obedience. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every listener. I thank you, Lord, for the tremendous privilege we have in prayer. Lord, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and ask for whatever we need to find the grace and the strength and the help that we need in our time of distress, in our time of need. Lord, you are a good God. You're a faithful God. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing every listener. And Lord, those areas that the enemy has been working in their lives to hinder, to cause obstacles, Father, I rebuke the hindrances and obstacles of the enemy. And Lord, I pray that you will make the way straight before their feet. You will lead us in a plain path, your word says, because of our enemies. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you for touching them in their bodies. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. I praise you and thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, as I frequently say when I close the broadcast, I pray daily for my UCM partners, but also for my radio family. And you may, in fact, there's a dear sister that has written now for some time, and she said she listened for 25 years before she finally felt led to write, and a precious dear sister in the Lord. And I want you to know when I say I pray for my radio family, I do. And specifically, the last several weeks, I've been praying that beautiful prayer of Paul's found in that first chapter of Ephesians. And he says he ceases not to give thanks for the Ephesian church to whom he is writing. And verse 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. In other words, who's that talking about? It's referring to Jesus. That God will give us the wisdom and the revelation by the Spirit through the Word of God of who Jesus is in our lives. Oh yes, if you serve the Lord, walked with the Lord any length of time, you know He came into this world to save sinners, and He was crucified on a cross and ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. But beloved, we have to understand what it means to have Christ in us, the hope of glory. The life we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. And since God has done so much for us, it is so important that we obey Him. Ultimately, it was the sin of rebellion and disobedience which got us into this situation, if you will. Our first parents disobeyed God, and sin and all of creation suffered the effects of that disobedience. But praise God, a new time is coming when Jesus returns. He will rule and reign in righteousness, and Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, loosed for a little while, and then ultimately will be put into the lake of fire for eternity. And so, beloved, we have a high calling, and it's important we understand the ways of the Lord. Remember, Moses understood His ways. The children understood His acts. And I hope that's your desire, that you want to know the Lord much more closely, much more intimately than you have in days past. God wants us to be eager learners of Him, His ways. Why? Because He desires fellowship with us. Praise God. And we have that if we've accepted Jesus. But in this life, we don't need any help in heaven because, I mean, as far as having our needs met, because it will be a place of perfection. We will behold Jesus face to face. But Paul goes on to say in verse 18, he prays, "The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe," that's you and I, beloved, "and according to the working of his mighty power." So I want to talk about the importance of obedience. And in order to understand how God feels about disobedience, we're going to go to the book of 1 Samuel. And Saul was set up by the Lord. Samuel anointed him as the first king of Israel. And he was instructed to wait for Samuel because kings weren't to offer the sacrifice. That was relegated to the priesthood. And basically, Samuel delayed in coming. And so the scriptures say Saul forced himself and offered the burnt offering. And so Samuel reproved him when he saw him, and because he didn't wait. And in verse 13 of 1 Samuel 13, Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee." This is the part I want you to hear. "For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." Think about that. This awesome power that we have in the power of choice. And that's what I want to emphasize in your life, beloved, how important it is to be obedient to the Lord. Because look at the first king of Israel. God was telling, he knows the future. He knew that David would ultimately succeed him after years of running from Saul and hiding in caves. But the Lord himself said that Saul's kingdom, his line would have been established in Israel forever. And because of that disobedience, which was, it was a warning, he had another opportunity to obey the Lord, and we're going to be looking at that, and he again chose to disobey. And it was then that God said he repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. And so, beloved, we want to look at the ramifications of what obedience means in our lives as we look at this Old Testament example. Beloved, God is moving in the life of every person who's cried out to him. He's moving in church after church, in the nations. He is calling people out of religious systems for himself. And preconceived errors are being corrected. That happens when you have a real relationship with Jesus. People are beginning to experience, there's revival breaking out in place after place. They're experiencing the reality of Christ, not off in some far distant future, but in their lives now. And no longer is Jesus the leading character of a misunderstood book, the Bible. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's imparting his faith into the hearts of believers around the world. The faith that we had to believe in Jesus was a gift from God. He who began that good work in you, beloved, he's going to be faithful to complete it. It's him working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, as long as self doesn't get in the way. Jesus is calling out to those who will become as a little child, humble and knowing nothing. In other words, willing to learn, dependent upon their mother and father. We need to be dependent on our Heavenly Father as Jesus. He was our perfect example. He never did anything but what the Father told him to do. And we need to know Him who is the source of all truth. And that's Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so what is happening? There's a spiritual outpouring. We're in the end days, and God said He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. I pray that. I said, Lord, for the unsaved, You said You're going to pour out Your Spirit on all flesh. And that means, if I understand correctly, everyone alive and breathing. God is ministering in some way to draw them to a knowledge of Jesus before it's everlastingly too late. And so today, we are experiencing the revelation of Jesus Christ, even as Paul prayed. Not the Christ of yesterday only, thank God for that which is recorded in the Word, but the Christ of today. He's alive. He's a risen Christ. He is our Savior, our baptizer, our healer now. Not only in some off-distant future when He returns, but He is now the Lord Jesus Christ. He has not changed His character, and Jesus is choosing a people out of this world for Himself. God's always had a chosen people. Started with Abraham, remember? And He has always worked through a chosen people. He has always had chosen vessels, both men and women, which He declared His words, prophets, that's what they're called. They're uttering the words and will of God. Beloved, we're living in the very last days of this age, and the time has come for every bit of blindness on the eyes of every sincere church member to be wiped away. It's time that their identity be made known in Christ, and the truth of God's word be preached in power and authority around the world. That's what must happen before the end comes. Well, my time has flown, and we're barely getting into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. I invite you to write if you're struggling with some things that are very difficult right now for you. Sometimes it's hard to do the will of God, to follow His instructions, but He will give grace to you. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.